The loving kindness meditation. This meditation can be practiced in any posture. So choose a posture or position that has worked well for you in other mindfulness meditations. So you can either sit down cross-legged or lie down. You can even stand. It's difficult to do this practice when you're tired, so as it requires quite a lot of mental energy. So the suggestion would be that you maybe do this when you are feeling awake and present. So just coming into the position that you have chosen and really just grounding into the present moment, maybe just feeling the contact points between your body and the floor in whatever position you are. Just maybe becoming aware of the fact that you are breathing. Becoming aware of where you find or feel the breath the most. The rise and fall of your tummy, rise and fall of your chest. Maybe as you breathe in and out at your nose. Maybe just taking a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just really settling into this moment. Now returning your breath to normal and just be with its natural rhythm. And now you're going to be bringing yourself into your mind's eye. So just getting a clear picture of you. And then you're going to be saying the following phrases to yourself. And should you want to, you can put your hand on your heart or maybe just any other body part which helps you evoke feelings of kindness and non-judgment towards yourself. And saying the following phrases to yourself. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I live at ease. And now you're going to bring someone into your mind's eye that you love. Someone that has really been a part of your story. And someone that's really made an impact in your life. It can be a loved one or a family member. Or maybe a very close friend. And as you bring this person into your mind's eye, you're going to say the following to this person. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. Now we're going to broaden this circle a little bit and want you to bring someone in your mind's eye that is an acquaintance, someone whose name you know, but you might not know them well. It might be a colleague at work or someone else in one of your circles, someone that you see relatively often, but you don't necessarily know their story. And as you bring this person into your mind's eye, you're going to say the following to them. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. And now we're going to broaden the circle even more and bring someone now into your mind's eye that you don't know. You don't know their name, but you see them often. It might be someone that serves at the till where you buy your groceries, or maybe there's someone on the street corner that you see begging often, or maybe it's the petrol attendant that you throw petrol in, but it's someone whose face you will recognize, but you know nothing about this person. And you're going to say the following phrases to this person. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. And now we're going to bring up someone that in your mind's eye that you dislike. And if you find this difficult to do, you don't have to. Just sit being present with whatever feeling is present for you right now. But if you can, bring up someone that's done something to you that's hurt you, that maybe let you down, or did something in the past that caused friction between the two of you. Anyone where there might be ill feelings present towards that person. And if you can, and if you've got this person in your mind's eye, you're going to say the following phrases to them. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. And lastly, we're just going to take the circle even bigger and include the whole of humanity. Everyone in the world. Everyone that we don't know. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be well in body and mind. May you live at ease. And just staying present to the loving kindness that has been evoked in your body right now. Just being with whatever is present for you right now. When you're ready, you can slowly open up your eyes.